Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Hey friends, it's Kristen, and I just want to give everyone a huge pat on the back. Like, oh my goodness, we celebrated Christmas. We made it. Oh my, I know for many of us, as much as our hearts have focus in on the anticipation of Christmas and the arrival of Jesus, there's still a sense of a to-do list leading up to the days of Christmas and just making sure everything's ready and in order and that everyone can enjoy themselves and presents are wrapped and meals are cooked and all the preparation that's involved with a big celebration like Christmas. And I just want to say we did it. Woo! It feels good to have, you know, made it to the end of not only the Christmas season, but the end of another year. Wow, this week of every year always gets me. I'm not gonna lie, I get a little, I feel two things. On one hand, I feel reflection and I feel this sense of looking back over the past year and what all has transpired and how I've, you know, grown or what challenges I face or my family and just a good sense of, wow, a whole nother 365 days has passed. And then on the other hand, I start looking forward to the future and I start thinking, okay, well, what's coming? What's next? Like, what's the new anticipation, you know, thing to set my mind on? And then I start making like lists and goals and all that kind of stuff. And it can get a little overwhelming, honestly, because it's almost like a planning season, which is good and helpful. But it also feels like I've got to tackle all this right away. And that can lead me to feeling anxiety. And so what I've actually tried to do the past few years, and especially like this is kind of why Restful was born, to be honest with you. I remember Megan and I, we were sitting in the car with some other friends and we were talking about how much we just wanted like a rest retreat. We were coming home from a girls' weekend and it had been such a wonderful weekend of just hanging out and having good just fellowship and girl time. And we talked about Jesus, but we also talked about, you know, the new nail color and what we were doing for the upcoming holidays and what everyone wanted for Christmas and, you know, where just all the random things that ebb and flow within a girls' trip. And it was so much fun. And we were like, we want a dedicated rest retreat. And so that's when our very first rest retreat started, was soon after that trip, because Megan, she actually, what I love about Megan is Megan commits, and I have all these dreams and these big ideas, but I need help pulling them off, and so Megan has been that person that has said, hey, I want to come alongside you and do this with you, and for that, I am so grateful, because the Lord has just worked wonders in our friendship. And I think it's made our friendship a lot stronger by doing this together. So I think now I try to approach this week, honestly, yes, there is a sense of reflection and there is a sense of looking forward to the future. But also I really just want this to be a week of rest and a week of sitting in silence, a week of enjoying my family. Sometimes my family takes trips this last week of the year. 1 year we went to Chattanooga, which was a lot of fun. It was a great memory. right after Christmas. Sometimes we'll go to the beach for a few days and just unwind. And so rest is going to look different for everyone. Sometimes it's just sitting by those Christmas lights without all the worry and the preparation. And it's just enjoying the Christmas lights for a little bit longer. Because we know through Advent that the 12 days of Christmas, it actually begins with Christmas Day, you know. And so, yes, keep those Christmas trees up for a little bit longer. I give you that permission, my friend. But what I want to ask us today is just, are you ready for a reset? And I want us to begin to set our new year intent and to look at this word rest a little bit closer. And if you have your Advent guide with you, we have a page in the back. It's after the Christmas recipes, but we have a whole section on rest. And it talks about how to start a Sabbath routine. And then we also have this page called Ready for a Reset. Now, if you don't have a Advent guide and you're listening along, you're like, oh, I really want this page, I'm going to link it here in our podcast on our blog. And so if you go to therestfulproject.com, you'll see a section called podcast, and you can click on this podcast, and I'm going to link this there for you to get this guide, because I would love for you to have it. But it's called Ready for a Reset, and it's based on Ephesians 4, which is really about renewing your spirit and your mind, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. And so the first question that I kind of want to ask you, again, let's have a moment of reflection. And even if you can't fill this out physically, have it today. What is one word that describes what you hope for this year? Just one word. What comes to your mind? And the next word that the next question I want to ask is, what makes you feel whole and well? What is your next step of faith? Now, to each his own, and this is where, you know, kind of our functional nutrition side begins to come into place in a lifestyle. You know, what makes you feel whole and well? Is it a morning routine that involves, you know, meditation and scripture and journaling and movement? Is it some quiet time at lunch? Is it going on a walk? Is it spending time with your family? Is it eating a good, nutritious meal and it helps with your digestion? What it can be any of those things or something else. What makes me feel whole and well? And then what is my next step of faith? How do I want the Lord to lead me this year? And then we have a section that has three little circles, and it's action one, action two, and action three. And I want to ask you, what are three action items I can start, stop, or continue this new year? So as you're looking back over the past year, you know, is there something that you need to stop? Is there a habit that just needs to be reduced or just cut out completely for the upcoming season? It doesn't have to be cut out forever, but just for right now. You know, I know in January, I really tried to really hone in on a natural sugar, because December is usually filled with sweets of all kinds. And y'all know me by now. You know I have a sweet tooth, but I really try to hone in more on the natural sweeteners like honey and agave nectar, maple syrup, those kind of things. That's one simple thing that I can think of when it comes to food. But also, like last year, I had a lot of trouble getting up in the morning. And so if you're on our Facebook group, you'll know I did a lot of posts about how I started a new morning routine by going to the gym in the morning. And that was a lot of effort for me personally, because I'm not an early gym person, but I trained myself with time and with the help of my husband getting me out of bed and ready to go. And so that has really improved my daily focus, and it has improved my wellness efforts and my productivity. It has been such a huge blessing in my life this past year. So I was really thankful that that was a habit that I was able to start. And so I would like to continue that on into this next year. And so you think of your three things, action one, action two, and action three, that you can start, stop, or continue. And then I just want you to take a second and have fun with this one. Think about all of your favorite things about the start of a new year. What brings you joy, and what do you want to leave behind as you step into a new year? So this is a time, again, just to get all that out on paper, or just speak it out loud if you're not writing it down, and use this as a time to think about these things. Because Ralph Waldo Emerson, he says, write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year. I absolutely love that. So I want to leave you with this Ready for a Reset. And I just want to remind you that we do have our rest retreat coming up. And there's limited spots, but during our rest retreat, it's different from other types of retreats that you go on. We're going to have a little bit of movement. We're going to have some, and everything's going to be tied into scripture and leaning more into Sabbath rest. And we're going to be walking through our guidebook 101. So if you don't have that, or if you do have one, bring it with you. And we're going to walk through kind of our quick start guide to getting into healthy rhythms and habits as you get into the new year. So we're going to be talking about rest. We're going to be talking about our performance. We're going to be talking about worthiness, fasting, and we're going to have some moment for prayer and reflection and what's important now. What's our win for the season? We talk about that a lot. And we're also going to have some times of silence. We're going to have some great food. We're going to have times for fellowship, just casual, uninterrupted time to talk with other women and to set our intent for the new year. We're going to have some movement and some meditation. And so it's all the wonderful things that we all say we want to do, but we just don't have enough time for. And we're actually going to do it over a weekend. And every single time we do this, I come back so refreshed and ready, and I don't feel anxious about the new year. And so it really helps me have a sense of peace. And so this is what I want to encourage you to do, to look at our rest retreat. And we do have a special link for our podcast listeners, and it's VALTHOMP 20. So capital VALTHOMP 20. And so that's 20% off. So go ahead and claim that if you haven't already. And we just want to encourage you to join us for this very special weekend. So thank you again for listening to us just talk about Advent and the Advent season. And just know that the new year began with Advent. So we've actually been in the Christian liturgical calendar now for about a month. So with this new year beginning, don't stress out, okay? And let's just see this as us continuing to create movements from our mind to our hearts to set our intent on what the Lord wants for us. So I want to encourage you with that, and have a great day. Bye. Hey guys, it's Kristen, and I'm so excited to be offering a guest interview today with Valerie Thompson. I met Valerie, she lives in my hometown, and I just have really been so impressed with how she wants to encourage busy moms. And that is totally who we want to share with also at the Restful Project. And when I sat down with Valerie for the first time, I was just very impressed with how she approached health. And she approaches it first from your mindset. And in our interview today, we talk about practical advice for self-care for busy moms in the midst of taking care of our families. And Valerie's three-step summary, just want to go ahead and put this out there, is breathwork, journaling, and meditation. So I'm really excited for you to watch my and listen to my interview with Valerie today. And also, she's going to be joining us at our Nubbinton Lodge rest retreat that is quickly coming up. So if you are interested in joining us, you can use Valerie's code to receive 20% off our rest retreat price. And it's Val Tom 20. So it's VALTHOMP 20. And that's all caps. And you can apply that when you shop at therestfulproject.com and you look for the Nubbinton Farms Rest Retreat link and you can register there. So we hope you can join us and I hope you enjoy this interview with Valerie. From a mom, you know, that's something when we met in person, that was really encouraging to me because it made me realize like how much I do hold on to my kids' emotions and I internalize that. And I guess I just always thought, well, that's just part. I mean, it is part of it. I mean, it's going to happen. But then how do we process it and move forward still with purpose and intention? And I think, you know, for me, this is, we call it the Restful Project because we feel like we're all a project.
Amen. Absolutely.
And it's not like we're trying to do things 100%. And I think as moms, we want that perfection.
Sure.
A lot of us struggle with that and feeling like we can't have it all together. But I think, you know, taking that perspective of, you know, focusing on yourself and learning more about health and wellness, it's not only going to benefit you, but it's going to benefit the rest of your family, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the hard part. At least it was for me of understanding to take my eyes off my kids because, you know, I was a little codependent. You know, I had every feeling that they had, you know, I felt it right along with them.
Right.
And that was a hard, hard for me to learn. And also the black and white thinking, like you said, perfectionism. If I can't do it this way, then I'm a failure. I'm either. And that's not true. And so, you know, we all think, oh, well, we need to exercise for an hour or whatever. Maybe not. Maybe you only get 10 minutes in. And, you know, there's a great movie and a book, and it's called The Miracle Morning, and Hal Elrod, who's fantastic. And if you ever have a chance to watch it, it's on Amazon. And he just talks about he went through so much adversity, and he came up with his what he calls the lifesavers. And it's just, he gets up an hour before anybody else, and he just has 10 minutes of meditation, 10 minutes of visualization, 10 minutes of journaling, 10 minutes of exercise. And so for him, that's enough.
Yeah.
And it's just the little steps. And so the tiny habits of being consistent and being able to just encourage yourself and saying, you know, this is a good day.
That's right.
I am okay.
Yes. And it's like, even if you work outside the home, like that's a realistic goal, you know, and maybe you can't do all of those things, but maybe you can focus in on one a day if you only have 10 minutes, you know, and it's like finding what works for you, you know.
We love to do it all. Women want to do it all. It's like, you know, bring home the bacon. And that's been marketed to us forever. Oh, you can bring home the bacon and fry it up in a pan, but you may be huddling in the corner at the end of the day. And so it's about really trying, okay, what is really important? And, you know, we don't get the dopamine response from taking care of ourselves like we do from others. And it's being able to go, okay, I still have to do this, and challenging that mindset of going, okay, I want to help all these people, but if I don't do these things, and for everybody, these things will be different. I'm just a big believer in meditation, journaling, breath work. Those things can be done and they can be free, and they don't have to take a whole lot of time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh my gosh.
I think people are going to be encouraged, and that's a really simple takeaway. Breath work, meditation, journaling. I mean, I feel like that's any kind of habit that you can put, just one of those, into your daily schedule, and you're going to feel that rejuvenation that you need to keep going.
And we can talk so much more. I'd love to talk to you more about journaling, because I hear so much people go like, I don't know what to say. Yeah. And so I've got journaling prompts on my website, or if anybody ever wants to, you know, what do I say? What do I need to talk about?
Speaking of your website, where can people find you? I love your Instagram account, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate Hawaii, that.
I was totally like drooling.
That is definitely, it was on my bucket list.
I love it.
So I've had a really good 2022, and I went skydiving for the first time. I got certified in diving, and I got to go to Maui, so it was a fantastic year. Awesome. So I'm really grateful for being able to have the physicality to be able to do those things, so that for sure. But my Instagram account is Val Health Coach, and then my website is valerieshealthandwellness.com, and people are welcome to reach out to me, you know, send me a message, let me know what they need to hear. I'm always looking for great content ideas to help people.
And you have your private yoga, you offer those sessions.
If people are hesitant to go to a yoga studio, and they think it might be something for them, then yes, I offer just one-on-one or small group settings. Yeah. I'm always looking for young moms that are looking for alternatives, to do something. You know, we all want to get together with our friends, but you know, maybe we don't need dessert, or maybe it doesn't need to be food centered. So what can we do to keep
awesome. All together? Fellowship.
Yeah,
we've talked about trying to do something together, so maybe we can get that on the bucket list for.
Yeah, I want to hear more about these retreats and everything. You've got everything going on, and I'm so excited for you.
Well, okay. Before we close, I like to ask everyone this question, and it can really just whatever comes to your mind to begin with. How do you find rest? Like, what's your best way to find rest that you enjoy the most?
My breath work and meditation. And so my mind goes about 800 miles an hour, and I have lots of great ideas and everything, but that can get overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
And so my first notice is when I start saying in my head, no one's helping me, or I'm frustrated, or I'm just angry or whatever it is. That's my big signal to myself to take the time out, go sit by myself a little bit. And then, you know, absolutely to journal it out. Those are my three. I get up every morning without doubt and just get it out on paper, what's going on. And some days it looks like a to-do list, and some days it's more emotional than others. So you just never know what's coming out.
I have journals that date back to when I was in high school. And so,
oh, wow.
And I go through spurts, you know, I'll be really diligent with it, and then there will be a gap. But it's fun to walk back through those journal readings.
Yes.
And for me as a believer, it's even like, okay, I can see how God was faithful through that situation, you know, and that helps me have hope for the future if I'm in a rough spot. And so,
yes, and that is perfect takeaway. And so I keep my journals too, and I love to go back and look at the growth and what's going on. But not to say that if you don't want to keep your journal, if you're afraid somebody might look at them or whatever, you know, there's lots of journaling things. One of my favorite one is called Rage on the Page. Anything that's getting out that you would never say to anybody else, you just put it on the paper, and then you tear it up, you burn it, whatever you need to
to
get rid of it. But it's out, right? It's out that's of your right. physical body.
That's right. That's so good. I love it. So we're ending with Rage on a Page.
Rage on the Page. Well, I hope that Everything is going well with you. I can't wait to hear more about what's going on.
That's so good. Yes. Well, we'll talk again real soon. But thank you so much for being with us today. And I know I'm encouraged, and I know everyone's going to love this one. So thank you.
Oh, I hope so. Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk real soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, I told you, Valerie is amazing. It's so fun to just have her as a certified health coach who wants to encourage women to lose weight and create behavior changes that last. So I hope you can follow along with Valerie and stay connected with her. And once again, she's going to be with us at our Nubbington Lodge Rest Retreat to teach breathwork and yoga. And so I really hope you join us. And don't forget to use Valerie's special discount code, and it's for our podcast listeners. It is VALTHOMP20. So it's all caps, VALTHOMP20. So 20. So go ahead to therestfulproject.com and type in, go scroll down to our events and look at our rest retreat and use that code to register. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we are so excited to just get started with health and wellness interviews and also functional nutrition advice with our podcast. So we'll talk to you real soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Restful Project podcast.
Hi.
Megan and Kristen, and we are excited to get into another liturgical living series about Lent.
Yes.
And Easter.
Yes.
Which is both of our favorites,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's my favorite for sure. Got a different feel than the rest of the year. It's not so crazy, I feel like.
I think you can really prepare for it. And I like it's not all crammed into 1 month.
Right.
You know, with Lent starting 40 days before, it's like you really get a sense of the seasons changing, of winter coming into spring. And I love how it combines so good with nature. And you see all the fresh flowers and nature, and I just love it. So I'm super excited for us to be doing a study on Lent, and our study is called Empty.
It's Empty, which is, you know, when we were starting to talk about this, we really wanted to address the thought of Lent has to be a season of denying oneself with the thought of emptying oneself, because those are not the same thing.
Right.
And so when we started talking about this study, the word empty just kept coming up and up, because we thought, you know, we really want to be prepared for Easter and Eastertide, which we can talk about later. But in order to do that, you have to really empty yourself and be willing to be filled new.
That's right.
And so that to us sounded a lot better than just denial of things or self, you know, self-denial, which makes this time in the church calendar so unique.
I really find it unique because it really gets you ready in a way that no other season,
right.
I feel like really, I feel rushed into many other
right.
seasons.
Yes.
But
like Christmas is over, and then you're like, what happened? I just wanted to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But like, that's not, to me, that's not Easter or Lent
Mm-mm.
at all.
And there's different days that really get you, you know, very intentional.
Right.
Ash Wednesday is a very intentional
right.
day to kind of start your journey,
right.
you know. And then Holy Week is super intentional
right.
with all the different days
and
leading
up. And so meaningful.
So, it's so rich, and
right.
you really feel kind of like you were there. Like, right. You feel like you can walk through it, which I really respect, and it resonates deeply with me. And so I think for Lent, as we're setting our intent and we're looking at what this season is, I think one of the biggest things I want to encourage people is, this is for everyone.
Yes.
No matter what denomination you are, no matter, you know, what you grew up doing or what you, if you think, you know, having ashes on your forehead is kind of weird.
Right.
Like, right. I get it. I get it. But what's the symbolism behind that? And
exactly.
And how can you approach Lent in a way that works for you and your family?
Well, and it's just a liturgical practice, and anybody can do that. No, you know, there is not a right or a wrong way to do that. And correct. So when we add things into our spiritual walk, mm-hmm. whether they be through Lent or another way, it's just to grow us deeper to Christ. There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Correct. But if you're to practice Lent, you know, and with our study of this emptying oneself, each week what we do, so Lent is the 40 days before right. Easter.
Plus 40 days minus the Sundays.
Correct.
So you get a break on Sundays.
That's right. It's your mini Easter.
Yeah. So
you can break your fast.
Technically, it's 47 days before Easter, but Sundays don't count, which we can talk about that and the reason for that later. But.
Yeah. And Lent is comprised of three pillars.
Yes.
Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And so what we encourage you to do is, you know, again, this, what you said earlier about, oh, it's just this denial and you feel really trapped on, like, I can't have chocolate for 40 days. But it's instead of a, hey, look at this as what are you emptying yourself of, cleaning you out, getting you ready to really celebrate Easter and be in that mindset of all of this is good for me.
Right.
It's like self-help at its finest.
Well, and in a way we're emptying, but in a way we're also adding.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's not so much like I'm going to deny myself social media, mm-hmm. which is a popular one, but I'm going to add quality family time.
Correct.
And so I think when you go in it with that approach, mm-hmm. like, yes, there's supposed to be a little bit of discomfort. That's the whole point of this season.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like to focus on is like, what am I gaining because I'm choosing to lose something?
Correct.
And it's a hard thing sometimes because what we need to lose in our life probably isn't the comfortable things.
That's right.
But it is to create space.
That's
in our
right.
lives.
And I feel like because it's a 40-day journey, minus the Sundays, you do get that little break in your fast. But when you combine fasting with prayer and almsgiving, which is, you know, the giving of yourself or the giving of your time or financially giving, whatever you choose to do, it really makes you stronger and more clear in your mind and in your thought process.
Right.
For me, I find like it's a lot more like focused in my efforts. So no matter what I'm doing with my work or with my family, it is more of this laser focus.
Right.
Because I set that intent for this is what I'm going to withdraw myself from so I can add in this other.
Well, and then it just makes the rest of the season so much sweeter. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I love Easter. I honest to goodness think it's my favorite holiday. One, for the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
But two, because when you spend this season on those focuses, when you get to that, it's just so much better. You approach it really with a new lens.
That's right.
And I think that's why when we're talking about setting our intent, that is something that we want to just make sure we take the time to do because it's not just this 40 days, but really it's also Easter and the 60 days after it.
Right, which is Eastertide.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that to me is what's so cool about it. It's like this season of like, I guess you could say waning, but then you're also like approaching something big.
Yeah. And that's why in our guide, we start with empty, but the closer we get to Easter, surprise, we turn it into full.
Right.
And how are you being filled up?
Right.
And so it's really a beautiful journey that we invite you to take part with us on. I know many of you are doing it in your own churches or with your own families. And so we just want to encourage you to start to do it. It's amazing. So no matter how you want to approach it, we are cheering you on for that.
Yeah, like reach out to us too. Like we'd love to hear like just either a thought from you or what you're doing, or we'd love to pray for you. So if you want to, you know, tell us like, hey, this is how I'm approaching Lent this season, we'd love to pray over that.
Exactly. That really is a cherished email when that comes through or a DM. We love that. So if you're looking to, you're like, yeah, I want to get started, but I need some accountability. I need a community. How can I get plugged in? We've got a lot of different options for you this year. We're trying to make it super accessible and to meet you where you are. Many of our friends that went through Lent with us last year, they were detoxing social media. And so we've actually created an app that is away from social stuff where all of our learning resources are hosted. And so Lent, this empty study will be hosted as an online Bible study inside of that app. Mm-hmm. And we're super thrilled to have Bible teacher Baylor Knott to be joining us in Lent. She's going to be teaching each of the key verses of the week, and she's got a great teaching. So you can watch those videos on your own, or you can do it with a group.
Yeah.
And so if you're thinking, hey, I might want to do this with a group of friends or do it at my church, we've got a leader kit bundle. And so you can purchase a bundle of five and get access to that online study. And that's a little discount on the, so we have physical guidebooks that you can purchase when I say that. And so that's a way that you can do it as a group setting. Or if each of your friends just want to go and purchase the print and online bundle, then you can do it on your own that way.
Right. And we also have a digital copy too.
Yeah. So the digital copy is included.
Right.
If you just want to do digital, you can just do that.
That's how some people roll now.
That's right. And so you can just do digital. You can do just a physical guide, or you can do a combo or do it in a group.
Right.
So lots of different ways.
Lots of ways.
Yes.
We just want you to get plugged in somehow.
That's right. And so we just want to encourage you to check that out. And we follow the 40 day. So every Sunday is kind of a new, we start Easter over again, and we look at different versions of empty. We have a devotion and a Sunday Sabbath check-in, which I loved those last year. And then as you go through the week, we have a weekly key verse and just short scriptures and meditation moments that you can follow every day, because we know that you're busy and it's on the go. So trying to meet you where you are.
We hope you join us.
Yeah, so check it out. We'd love to have you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Hey friends, we're so excited to be starting a new series on Lent. Lent is the 40 days minus Sundays before Easter, and Megan and I love this liturgical season and can't wait to share with you guys every single week of Lent. Now, with Lent, we have a guided devotional called Empty, and it's a beautiful devotion that is filled with weekly key verses and short pieces of scripture, reflection, and a meditation moment each day that correlates with the key scripture for the week. We're thrilled to be offering this empty devotion as a physical product, but also we have an online resource where we are studying Lent together in community with Bible teacher Baylor Knott. Baylor is leading the teachings each week on the key verse, and also inside of our online community will feature these podcast episodes and weekly Sunday Sabbath check-ins and a few other surprises that we'll share as we get into the Lenten season. So we invite you to study Lent with the physical guide online, or we have an online and physical bundle, and we also have a bundle for groups. We have a kit for five books where it's a leader kit, and you get a very great discount when you purchase this. You'll get five books and access to the online study. So this is great if you want to study Lent with your friends, family, or even a small group at church. So we look forward to joining you this Lent series on our podcast, and every week we'll unpack a different theme of empty and full, and we can't wait to get started. So join us by listening to the podcast or joining us in our study. See you soon. Bye.